The small pieces, what would you call those?
Well, kindling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, the things that hold up the logs, and I don't know if
andirons.
Uh-huh. Those are the things that
stand.
Right,
right.
Uh-huh. And have you ever heard them called anything else?
Well, sometimes, which is a little variation, they're really not andirons. The other thing that's used in the place of an andiron is a grate.
Uh-huh. But that's the thing with all...
It's more of a basket, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. And let's see. Okay, you would hang your clothes where?
In the closet.
Mm-hmm. If you have a storage area above your house, what's that called?
Attic.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the room in your house where you put things you aren't using?
Storeroom.
Okay. What covers a house?
The roof.
Uh-huh. And the things that guide the rain away from the roof are called?
The gutters.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of roofs do people have in El Paso?
Probably, in terms of quantity, what we call built-up roofs, which are just tar paper roofs, in other words, several layers of felt with mopped on with asphalt, and then a cap sheet that is the same thing, only heavier, with some granules on it that have could provide some color and a wearing surface.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called a built-up roof or a mopped-on roof. It works on a flat roof or a very low pitch roof.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you've got a steeper pitch, we use asphalt shingles. And so I would say that in terms of quantity, that would be first and second quantity. Then you get into a little more expensive roof, you go into the Spanish tile. And in the more recent years, probably because people are a little more affluent, we're seeing a lot more tile roofs.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of that when I went to Las Vegas. They have all tile roofs, and I think it's because of the heat, too, that the tile roofs give you.
Well, I don't know that. I would say the color of a roof probably is more important. Tile would tend to hold the heat. You heat that tile up, and it's going to stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
The insulation that you put in the roof is what in the attic or in the total structure between you and the living area and the outside is what's going to make the difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's good to know. What would you call the stuff that you put on an outside of a building, say a frame house that you protect?
Siding.
Uh-huh. And what would you call the main ranch building?
The main ranch building, well, it would just be the house, or the, in other words, you'd have a house and a barn and a corral and a shed and so on.
Okay. Now, if you leave the house, you have to open the door, you go out, and then you have to do what?
Close the door.
Mm-hmm. And, or what's another word for close?
Lock.
Mm-hmm. And, excuse me. you can look out of your, what can you?
Window.
Uh-huh. And if we lived in a place with tornadoes, you would have to have what?
Storm shelter.
Okay. And in the morning you shave, you look in the...
Mirror.
Uh-huh. And the mirror is made out of...
Glass.
Mm-hmm. Dorothy said, there's no place like...
Home.
Mm-hmm. And... what would you sweep up with?
A broom.
Mm-hmm. If well, what is this area called right here outside?
Well, we refer to it as a courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
A better term would probably be a patio.
Okay.
Which is a Spanish word.
Mm-hmm. Now, so a patio does not have to be covered.
No.
For instance.
No.
If it was covered, would it still be a patio or?
Well, again, if it's fully enclosed, many Spanish homes are built in this fashion where it's around an enclosed area from the street. Mm-hmm.